Welcome to another episode of Harvest Series, a podcast following a four-day experience in Kaplankaya on the southwestern Aegean coast of Turkey, filled with fascinating talks and workshops to harvest knowledge and nurture the planet, an event produced by Athena Advisors and Capital Partners.
There's a lot of wellness that can be very focused on feeling good and optimizing yourself. And for me, I think the question you need to be asking is, for what? What are we optimizing ourselves for? Because it's not a good enough reason for me that we're just going to live longer and feel better to make more money or to accumulate more wealth or to work harder and be more productive. That's not what it's all about. I think for me, it's about feeling better, living longer, so that you can give back to community and also make this world a better place, have some sense of purpose that really has an impact and makes a difference, even on the smallest scale.
I'm Rose, a French journalist based in Barcelona. And today we're diving into a joyful interview recorded in Lisbon with none other than Manon Elise, the CEO of Harvest. Together, we explore what makes Harvest stand out from other wellness festivals and whether Manon embraces the term wellness. We take a deep dive into the essence of Harvest, offering an exclusive sneak peek into the highly anticipated 8th season in Kaplankaya, launching this May. From keynote speakers to the season theme and exciting new features like beachside glamping, we leave no stone unturned. Join us for an enlightening conversation and stay tuned for insights on the upcoming guests this summer and autumn, as I will record them during this summit.
Hello, Manon.
Hi, Rose. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for having me, because we are in Lisbon, in your beautiful home, with a nice view on the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Spring has sprung, so we're happy that it's sunny and hot, and we're going to go to the beach later.
Wonderful. So how do you feel? Harvest is going to start soon. This is the main event of Harvest. How do you feel?
Really good. So we've got 6 weeks to go, and these are the 6 weeks where things start to get really exciting, because the team have been working on putting together the most spectacular event, whether it's the speakers, the artists, the musicians, the surprises that we're excited about as well. And now, actually, you know, a lot of the work is done and it's starting to feel real, and we're excited for what's to come.
What's to come? So I'm very interested. So we know, let's talk about Esther Perret, because she's one of the main speakers. Of course, the queen of relationships. What is she going to talk about?
Yeah, so that's a personal favorite of mine. I'm very excited about Esther joining us. The theme this year of the entire event is radical connection. And so there's really no one better to speak to radical connection than Esther. And I think she gives such, for people who are not familiar with her work, she's so real. She gives such a real view on how to approach relationships and what we should be doing to really enhance connection, both with ourselves, but also with the people that we love.
What's the process to get someone like her coming to Turkey, to Kaplankaya?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great process. It normally involves a friend of a friend that has introduced us and has put in a good word, because these people, they are phenomenal speakers touring the globe. So they get a lot of invitations. And then I'd say the most complicated part is they have the most amazing schedules. I've never seen anything like it. It's really something to be admired. And so just making sure that we can fit in to their schedules, because they're giving a lot of themselves. They have this incredible wisdom to share, and a lot of people want them to come to their events around the world and share that wisdom. So we're very lucky that we managed to squeeze in and fit into her schedule.
Good job. I can't wait to interview her. Who else is coming?
Wow, we've got so many incredible speakers this year. I'm really excited. And it's a really broad range of speakers as well. So we've got anyone from Bob Thurman, who is a dear, dear friend of mine and one of the most preeminent Buddhist scholars in the world. We have Lynn Twist, who is the founder of the Pachamama Alliance. Dr. Andrew Wheel, who talks a lot about integrative medicine and has a big focus on how important food is for our medicine as well. We've got some incredible scientists as well. We have a broad spectrum, so it's not just about wellness or the traditional sides of looking at keeping ourselves well personally, whether that's yoga or medicine or biohacking. We've also got these incredible scientists like Dr. Bruce Damer, who is an astrobiologist, who I'm very excited about, and Pavlos Holman, Ricardo Sabatini. It's going to be good.
Cool. You were mentioning scientists coming and not being only about wellness. Do you think, I've been talking with Roman and Burhan, the founders, in a previous episode. Do you think that's what differentiates Harvest from so many well-being summits or events?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, first and foremost, all of us at Harvest are a little bit allergic to the word wellness and well-being. Over the years, there's been a real focus on the self. So a lot of the well-being discussions that we talk about are all about how to optimize yourself and how to be well from a relational perspective, but also a physical perspective. And this is super important because, of course, everything starts with yourself. You need to be in a good space to be able to do good in the world and go out there and make a difference. But it's not enough to talk about the self, because there is no well-being of the self unless there's well-being of society and unless there's well-being of the planet. We're intrinsically connected to each other. And if we don't talk about the really important issues that affect us as a society and our wellness, for example, AI. AI is over the next few years going to change everything for us. It practically already is. And the same goes for the planet. If we don't recognize, we can't be well while the planet burns around us. So these discussions, they have to be had at the same time.
So you mentioned the theme of season 8 is going to be radical connection. Last year, it was radical hope. How do you choose the theme every season?
Yeah, it's something that we talk a lot about as a team, and we have an incredible programming team, and Roman and Burak, the founders, are very involved as well. And it's something quite intuitive. It was a feeling that we were having at this time, that we're globally facing a lot of challenges, and some of the discussions that we were having with the incredible minds and incredible speakers who also help us to program, people like Jamie Wheel, who is one of our greatest advisors. We're talking a lot about this idea of separation and the illusion of separation and how this is really at the core of so many of our global issues. So the idea that we are separate from each other, that we're not the same, whether that's people in Israel or Gaza, people in Ukraine and Russia, and also the idea of the separation with the environment and the planet, this idea that we can use the resources in ways that won't impact us, and that we kind of are separate from anything else in the natural world. The solution to that is really talking about how to foster radical connection. And radical connection can be even connection to ourselves. I know that there's a lot of people who struggle to connect with themselves and know what they want and who they are and how they fit within all of this. So there's many parts to this idea of radical connection, and that really focuses on our pillars, our content pillars, which are the self, the society, and the earth.
So it's for the events. How will you embody this on the ground? Because connection is a theme, but also people, it's people coming from all over the places, from different continents. How do you make them connect to each other on site?
Yeah. Well, one of our greatest tools is actually nature. I'm a great believer in nature. So everyone's flying in from everywhere. I always notice on the first day, everyone's a little bit like still on their phones, finishing off the last few emails that they need to do, talking to their family, you know, still very much in this fast-paced like living style that we are all in. And it's so great to see that over the course of the 3 days, how people really start to drop in. And I think being in the incredible setting of Kaplan Kaya, the nature is just phenomenal. We sit in the olive groves. There are ancient olive trees from a local, they were saved from a local village and replanted in this olive grove. And we sit within those trees. And the experience of that while also looking out onto the Aegean Sea, which is a few hundred meters from where we're gathering together.
Spectacular.
It's one of the, I think it's one of the most amazing tools to help people to connect and to move away from their busy lives and all of the responsibilities that they have. And then the other thing is that, you know, at Harvest, there's no VIP experiences. Everyone's doing everything together. And this is really at the core of what we're trying to do. So there's no kind of separate adventures or separate tracks that you have. We program in a way that everyone's on this journey together. And so that means that there's only 350 people who come in total to Harvest. So it's an intimate setting for a summit. And you really get the sense of meeting almost every one of those 300 people over the 3 days.
Is it fully booked? You're mentioning about the number of people.
Yeah, so we are fully booked in the hotel, but we've got a few last glamping tickets this year. For the first time ever, we've got this incredible glamping village, which is the safari-style tents on the beach, which I personally will be staying in because I'm so
really
excited. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Cool.
Also, I love to be in nature. So it's for me, the idea of waking up every single morning, dipping in the ocean, that's my dream come true.
Cool. How do you shower though?
So we've got a beautiful shower block that will be available for everyone, and it's going to be great.
But the hotel is fully booked, so now it's glamping.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Villas?
There's some villas available, but I think they'll be sold out as we speak.
Okay. So glamping, but it's nice. How many tents can you tell me about the logistics? Because last year there were no glamping.
Yes, exactly. So there's a beautiful beach very nearby on the site of Kaplan Kaya. It's called Aninga Beach, and it's actually one of the more beautiful spots. It's very much in nature, very secluded. We're going to have 30 glamping tents available there. Actually, half of them have already been booked. So people need to move quickly if they want to join us in the glamping village. And the beautiful safari-style tents. So inside, they have been decorated by our Turkish designers who are bringing in lots of amazing materials and objects from the region. So it's going to be a really beautiful experience.
How many people do you fit in?
In the tent, it's two people, so you can have either a double bed or a twin bed.
Okay, very nice. I'm very curious to discover this. An important thing also when it is about Harvest, and especially the connection, it's the party aspects also, the connection, the beautiful dinners organized in different places, because Kaplan Kaya is quite big and you have various landscapes and settings. You were mentioning some surprises, I know, regarding... Can you tell me more about this? Don't maybe mention the surprise.
The surprises are going to be kept a surprise.
Yeah.
the parties and the connective element, celebrating together, breaking bread, eating together, dancing together, they're a really important part of any of these experiences, because we have the most amazing speakers on stage and some incredible content ranging from doctors to scientists to activists to Buddhist philosophers. And the content is so rich that we need space to connect. It's really important to have that time and space. And one of the most incredible things about Harvest is actually the attendees, the profile of many of the people attending the event is not dissimilar to the people on stage. There's a real interchangeability between the people attending and the people on stage. They're equally interesting, thoughtful, and incredible people. And so some of the most transformative moments can actually be at a dinner, you know, connecting with people that you've never met before. And dancing, I mean, personally, dancing for me is my medicine. So it's like the most... Yeah. key part of any harvest event. And I think what it means is that there's really something for everyone.
We're talking about wellness. So can you tell me more about the philosophy of a harvest? Is it like very extreme? I know the answer, but you're going to explain this. It's very extreme. You're going to eat grains and not be allowed to drink alcohol. Or what?
Well, I mean, this is the total antithesis of what we believe at Harvest. So it's we're not here to tell anyone how to live their life. Actually, it's a forum for debate more than anything. It's a forum for inspiration and to disseminate really cool ideas. But you take from that what you want. We're not here to tell you there's one way of doing things or another. And that translates into everything that we do. So there's alcohol, there's meat, because there's a discussion to be had on both sides of the fence. And I think one of the things in this world that we face is polarization everywhere. But actually, when you look into a lot of these debates, grass-fed meat is sometimes not as bad as some of the vegan options, where the agricultural farming practices are really unsustainable and not done in the best way. So I think it's about the people that come, then we're not like-minded, but we're open-minded. And it's about having that discussion and about having that debate. Like, let's have a debate about whether we should be eating meat and drinking wine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like, really, to be honest, about Harvest. It's not like you don't come with a message you want to infuse into people. It's like just hearing what you know, like what you can know, and you don't want to spread message.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I mean, my personal opinion is that low-key longevity is the best way forward. I love the ideas of people like Dan Buettner, who are talking way more about balance in our lives. Like, we're sooner going to die from worrying about all the things that we should and shouldn't be doing, instead of just enjoying a glass of wine and with our community. It's so interesting that some of what he says in his longevity practices, the most important things are actually community and connection and purpose, rather than whether you had your green juice or whether you did your yoga. I think it's all about balance.
Tell me about the practitioners. So I know there is classic Harvest practitioners, and who are they? Who's going to be there this year for season eight, and who's going to be new?
Yeah, so we're super lucky in the sense that we have some incredible practitioners who have been with us almost since the beginning and are really the formative foundation of what Harvest is. So Lisa De Nevares, she's an incredible breathwork practitioner, and she'll join us. And I know that a lot of people who have come to Harvest before have experienced her transformative breathwork. It was, for me, one of the most incredible sessions that I've ever done.
Yeah, for me, it was my first breathwork experience, and I was amazed.
Yeah, and I think, like, for those people who have experienced it before, they know how powerful it is. And then for those, a few years ago, it was my first time, and I was blown away by how psychedelic it was. It was incredible. And then we've got some incredible new people, the Hof sisters. So, you know, the daughters of Wim Hof. Everyone loves Wim Hof. They'll be joining us for the first time and running ice bath and breathwork sessions as well.
I didn't know he had the daughters.
Yes. That's so cool. He's now handing over the baton to his daughters, and they're continuing on his empire of wellness and ice bath and breathwork. So they'll be with us running those sessions.
So people are going to do like cold bath?
Yes,
with them?
Yeah, exactly. A cold bath, cold plunging every day to get us going. I can see you there.
No, I don't know.
Okay. As well as some incredible practitioners, that artists and movement specialists. So I'm very excited about Nick Brewer, who's going to be joining us.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so he has a practice called Primal Moves, which was a movement practice that he has come up with himself. And I think what's so special about Nick is actually his story and where he came from. So he has this unique story of spending time in an Argentinian prison. I think he spent, you know, a good amount of time there, about 10 years. And his practice in prison, he found yoga as a way of coping with that incarceration, and then actually developed his own movement practice, which is all about very primal movements and super fun. It's amazing. It's super challenging as well. It's okay. A really good workout. But it's also very much based around connection and connection to the earth and the grounding feeling of making these very like low level primal movements.
Wow. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
Tell me more also about the music for season 8. So what's the playlist? Who's choosing the music? How is it being decided? And is it, what kind of music, what kind of experiences are we going to live?
So one of the best perks of working at Harvest is that you get to travel around the world, scouting amazing musicians in far-flung corners. So the team, they're constantly going to obscure events to find amazing musicians. And this year, we've got an amazing collection. Face Soul is a musician. He's a Somali. Originally, he comes from Somalia, but he's been living in London for a number of years now. And it's so heartfelt and so, like, it's such a beautiful music. I'm very, very excited about it. As well as Cog, who are really upbeat, high tempo. They're going to give us a good party. And amazing DJs are joining us as well. My personal favorite, Ellie Light. She's a Colombian goddess.
Oh, good. Okay.
Bring the vibes.
Manu, you were mentioning the beautiful landscape in Kaplankaya and the agency. Can you tell me more also about it's happening in a phenomenal country in Turkey, and Kaplankaya is in the middle of so much history.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really, really special place, and it's very intentional. In Kaplankaya, you know, we're surrounded by Anatolia is a place that's just full of history. And in the local area, there are two ancient Greek amphitheatres very short distance from where we are in Kaplankaya. And if we think back to the original symposium happening thousands of years ago, it's really what we're doing today at Harvest. So we're humbly trying to recreate this, in the sense that the philosophers, great thinkers, politicians, they would come and speak, they would break bread, they would dance, they would eat and drink together. And so it's something that people have been doing on this land for a very long time. And it's something that that really runs as a thread through everything that we're doing, as well as the history that you mentioned is just phenomenal. So Patmos is just a short boat ride away in front of us, the beautiful Greek island of Patmos. And there, St. John's Gospels that were written there, as well as in the local area, there's a lot of history from Alexander the Great. This was an area where he was very prominent as well. So it's a crossroads of civilization. And I think that's really represented in what we're doing as well, with the 47 different nationalities that come to Harvest and meet in what is really like the center point from East and West.
Are we going to have like Turkish artists during Harvest?
Yes, we always have. I mean, there's such a rich group of talent, and especially in Turkey, across the country. It's an incredible culture with so much history and talent. And in Anatolia, specifically where we are, where Kaplankaya is, there are unbelievable practitioners and people who are using healing-based modalities to work with people. And the collection of Turkish artists and practitioners that are coming are very, very, very special. We're lucky that they're in the local area.
Manu, there's also a special event after Harvest. Can you tell me what is it about? It's 3 days.
Yeah. So Harvest normally finishes on a Sunday, and this year we have extended that because so many people had been so captivated by Kaplankaya and often stay longer anyway. And so we had a lot of requests saying, come on, we've got to organize something. So we have an amazing experience on the Sunday night where we'll be going to the ancient city of Yassos, which is one of the great Greek amphitheatres that I mentioned to you. We take a boat ride. It's a short boat ride across the Bodrum Peninsula. And we've got some very, very special experiences with Pauline Farbury, who has these spectacular meteorite gongs that she is driving from Mount Etna to be with us. So we feel very lucky that she'll be there creating a very mystical, magical experience there. And then the following 2 days, we have Lynn Twist, who I mentioned earlier. She's the founder of the Pachamama Alliance. She also has written an incredible book called The Soul of Money. I know you met her recently.
We organized a live, but yes.
Yeah. And she'll be running sessions in the integration experience on the 2 days after the Yassos night and the Yassos party called Awaken the Dreamer, which I think is going to be very special. We had some development calls with her that got me very excited.
Wow, yeah, apparently it's a very transformative journey about environmental challenges and your link with relationship with money. So yeah, it's going to be super interesting. Manon, let's talk about you a little bit also. First question, is it really relaxing to work for a wellness or conscious company?
Yeah. So
tell me the truth.
Well, first and foremost, the people that we work with are everything. So we have an incredible team, and this, I think, is like that makes everything for me at Harvest. But come on, let's be honest. Life is yin and yang. I'm a great believer that life is 50% challenging and 50% amazing. And that doesn't change. Wherever you're working, there's always challenges. But I think one of the things that is so, we feel so lucky is it's not just the Harvest team. My colleagues are incredible. And so they give me so much positive energy and so much love between us. But it's also the luck of working with these incredible speakers, practitioners, musicians that are so inspiring. They give us energy and life even in the challenging times.
You were mentioning challenges. What are the challenges to work for Harvest and to organize such a big event?
Yeah, I mean, organizing events is... A very good friend of mine told me that as long as only 10% of things are going wrong at any given time, then you're okay.
Oh, he knows it was specific.
Yeah. And I think you just have to get comfortable with bringing together people. There's so much magic that happens, but there's also always going to be unplanned things that go wrong, and you have to get comfortable with it. So for me, I'm a bit of a perfectionist and I like everything to be perfect. So it's been a good spiritual education for me and getting comfortable with things not always being perfect.
Especially that most of the time people don't even notice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key. That's the skill of the team to be making it look like it was always supposed to be like that.
Yeah. You were a lawyer in a previous life. Can you explain me how you made the bridge?
I trained as a lawyer originally in London and worked there for 5 years, and probably couldn't be the more opposite environment than the work that we're doing now.
You're barefoot in Lisbon,
yes,
looking
exactly,
at the ocean.
Exactly. It was very corporate. It was pre-COVID. So there was no such thing as working remotely. And we were working hard, very hard. Like, everyone knows that kind of life, that corporate life in London is about being in the office and working 24/7. So I eventually decided that wasn't for me. And I, before Harvest, was part of an incredible startup where we actually invented a new children's toy. So that was I dipped my toe into startup life and startup chaos. And that was a great journey, and it soon became the fastest growing toy company in the whole of Europe. And we had a great, good fun. And actually, what's been characteristic of my career since leaving as a lawyer is this idea of having fun. So I think even at Harvest, we have a lot of fun, even if we're working hard.
Do you think you've been brave or crazy when you left your corporate life?
So I definitely was told that I was crazy. But I think it takes a good amount of courage. Maybe at the time I didn't realize how much courage, but looking back, it takes courage because a lot of people, they will tell you that you're crazy, but you've got to do it anyway.
Right, no regrets.
Yeah, no regrets.
I did not look like. You have a wonderful podcast. I've listened to episodes. I think the last one was about kefir. I enjoyed it like a lot. Do you still, I guess you don't have time to record episodes. Do you miss it?
Yeah, not so much. Well, I love talking to people. That gives me so much life and energy. And that's why Harvest is so beautiful, because I get so many amazing conversations throughout the work and the events. And that's why I love coming on other people's podcasts now, but I don't get so much time to do my own podcast.
What are your practices to be aligned today?
Yeah, so for me, my personal practice, I'm very cerebral, so I'm very in my head. And a lot of my practices are about getting more into my body. So getting more in connecting more with my intuition. And the things that help me do that are the things that they basically distract you to get you out of your head. So I love yoga. Yoga is something that really helps me to get out of my head, as well as dancing. I love ecstatic dance and singing. So I go to kirtans. And in Lisbon, we're really lucky because we have so many of these
options
to attend. But yeah, for me, it's all about dancing, singing, having fun, being in my body.
Wow. Lots of Harvest team live in Lisbon. Can you tell me what's happening in Lisbon? Why so?
Yeah, I mean, Lisbon's the place to be. We've got almost half of our team are living here, but actually we're a fully remote team. So there is people living all around the world, and that works really well. But who can resist? We have beach, we have sun, we have an amazing community of people. There's what's not to love?
You don't miss London.
You know what? I love London now that I don't live there. Okay. So I love it to go back, but I don't miss living there.
What's a good balance, Manon, between being aligned and doing the work and not being too ego-centered?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, because there's a lot of wellness that can be very focused on feeling good and optimizing yourself. And for me, I think the question you need to be asking is, for what? What are we optimizing ourselves for? Because it's not a good enough reason for me that we're just going to live longer and feel better to make more money or to accumulate more wealth or to work harder and be more productive. That's not what it's all about. I think for me, it's about feeling better, living longer, so that you can give back to community and also make this world a better place, have some sense of purpose that really has an impact and makes a difference, even on the smallest scale.
So we're going to end this interview with the last question, the harvest of the day. And I'm sorry, I haven't told you, but we can. Could you describe me one typical meal when you were a kid and feeling very connected with your family?
Nice. I grew up in Sardinia. My family home is in Sardinia. So Italian culture is really centered around the meal and the family table. And so I have a lot of really, really happy memories of sitting with my family are French, but they've lived in Sardinia for many generations now. And sitting around the table, eating the most delicious food, because Sardinian food is just epic. And I remember wild whore pasta was always my favorite when I was a kid.
Thank you very much, Manon.
Thank you.
And we're going to enjoy so much harvest. Thank you, Manon.
Thank you.
I trust you found this special episode with Manon enjoyable. I thoroughly relished interviewing her. As you could hear, she radiates consciousness while also embracing joy and vitality. A true free spirit, Manon emphasizes that harvest isn't about dictating what to think, but rather about exploring trends, expanding perspectives, and equipping you with tools to enact the changes you deem necessary in your life or relationships. If you found value in this episode, we'd greatly appreciate your positive feedback and a follow on Instagram at Harvest Series or my account, rose.clavery. You can also catch our podcast on youtube.com/harvestseries. Next up, we have a 5-minute session with Alexandre Tanous, a sound meditation expert. During this snippet, we'll delve into the profound effects of music on our minds. Until then, take care.